It's time for Advice Line. Call now at 800-866-8883. That's 800-866-8883. Here's your host, Roy Masters.
All right. Now, did you hear the last caller? I hope you still stay tuned, because the things I say will cause people to tune out. Really wicked people will tune out and say bad things about me, and or they become fixated. They actually become so resentful that they begin to become like what they hate. And some of them even send me money. And goes on for years and sending me money, but the more they listen to me, the more they resent me, but the more they try to meditate to get what I've got. And they can't get it. But that upsets them more, but then they feel guilty, and the guilt drives them to give me more money. I don't want that. But I can use it, because I don't mind, as long as I don't... If you stole it and you send me money, as long as I know it wasn't stolen, I'm okay with it. Not that you go out and steal it. No. But the point is, I don't know where the money's coming from. It's mostly coming from good people with good hearts and support my program and my outreach to the military. But they deserve, you know, to get some help when they've been helping us in defending our lives. And then when it comes to treatment and stateside, they get pills for something that could be easily overcome. Post-traumatic stress disorder is a very simple thing to conquer. And so is your depression. And so is your bipolar. And so is about 90% of everything that's wrong with you. And especially your political situation. Because your political situation is a result of you being traumatized and emotionalized. And sensationalized. What's that word? I was looking for a word, and it was used. Sensational. Yeah, but people are called sensational people. Well, he's a sensational person. A sensation. But the word sense, it's the sensational part is to send you, sensitize you to a feeling that emanates from the seduction. From the beauty of the thing. So something could be beautiful, and you could stand back and look at it and enjoy the beauty, but could also be caught up with it so that you feel its beauty as yours. And it's called sympathy, is to feel what others feel. You can also commiserate and feel other people's misery and come down to feel their misery as though you're joining them in their misery is comforting to them. And it makes you feel important. Well, that's not good either. So there are certain things in life that you are essential to your survival. And without this tool that I want to share with you, you will not survive. You will not survive as a person, neither will you survive as a nation. And this principle, this nonviolent force, the power of it, the power of virtue and living according to conscience is in the way of dictatorship. And you'd be surprised how many people would like to bring down America. The whole world conspires, and rooted through George Soros, of course. That's not a nice man. That man only, and the ACLU is the same way. They just caught them doing something naughty recently. Like giving photographs of CIA agents to their clients in the Pokey, to the terrorists, and I could see through them. I see through Jesse Jackson and people like that, and you've got to see through people, and you have to not judge them for it. You can see them and withhold judgment, but the ability to do that. To withhold the judgment. Now, if you withhold your judgment, maybe people will not feel judged, and they feel released. I'm not judging you, see, but you may feel that I'm judging you, right? And then you may curse me for that, and then you become damned. Yeah, I mean that. I didn't know you were listening. Remember, I don't know you're there. So when you hear me talking about what's wrong with people, and you're one of the people I'm describing, and you resent me, then you've recognized yourself, and to resent me is to damn yourself. And lock yourself into self-destructive habits forever, from which you can never recover. Because the person you're talking to is probably the one of the very few that could show you, but you will not have it. All right. Okay, that's all I want to tell you. We'll come right back.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Yes, now we're going to take our calls, actually call, because I'm not terribly popular when I speak about your favorite emotion called resentment and judgment. It is your favorite one. It's the one that keeps you sick, makes you sick, make others sick. It makes you sick of yourself and destroy others and self-destruct. And happy are those who would rise to the occasion to help you with it, to sympathize you with your condition, which only you get sympathy for being rotten, you become more rotten. If you love a thief for being a thief, you become more of a thief. You didn't know when you got married that your husband may be a homosexual. So if you love him for him, the hidden part of him, he may be a thief, he may be a womanizer, but if you love him for what you see, but you don't realize you're feeding yourself to what you cannot see, but then the mask comes off, and then the same thing will happening now in America, you see. You've made the same mistake as you've done with men or women. You've put them on a pedestal, and they promise you the moon, and you get a black eye. All right, now we're going to go to Brad is on the line, Oakland, California. Hello, Brad.
Hello, Roy. Thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure. I always like talking to people. I don't get that many calls because people are afraid.
Well, I just really enjoy your program, and I respect all your thoughts. I have a problem with bipolar, and I was wondering... Actually, I want to get your CD.
I'll send it to you, no charge, or you have it already. It'll come to you.
Well, thank you so much. Tell me a little bit more about it, because I'm on lithium and things like that.
Oh, okay. Well, you want to get off that right now?
Yeah.
Close your eyes.
Okay, I'm closing.
Yeah, how long have you been listening to me?
Since we started talking, about almost a minute.
Well, that's all. You just discovered the program. Is that right?
No, I've been listening to you for about 6 months.
Oh, I see. And you didn't get the CD though.
Not yet.
Why delay?
Delay is that I make $8 an hour, and
all you have to do.
Money. Yeah.
Listen, everybody who can't afford it. There's a place on the web that you can get it, download, listen to it for free. There's also on the telephone, you can listen. I give you the telephone number so you can listen tonight. Okay. You have a pen, pencil or something?
I'm pointing it out as we speak.
Okay.
I'm ready.
Ready. 206.
Mm-hmm.
315.
315.
4836.
4836.
You dial that number? And put the phone in your left hand, and it'll be a little bit more detailed than what I'm about to do with you right now. All right?
Okay.
Let's see how quickly, I think you'll take to this very quickly, now that you have the courage to, calling me is like an altar call. You're sort of leaving a part of yourself behind, because it takes courage to call this program. It takes a love of truth, because you know you're going to get it from me, in a manner of speaking. It's painful to most people, but if it's beautiful to you, I can help you. See, what is painful to others is my nonviolent force. You heard me speaking about that before?
Yes.
Yes. So I was using nonviolent force a few minutes ago before you. I was using it. In other words, I was projecting it, which I don't normally do. In my ordinary life, I walk around and people leave me alone. And they don't know why. If the bully will sort of pick somebody else instead of me. Get the idea?
Yes.
So it's almost like I had an arsenal, and I had the whole FBI behind me, and so they just leave me alone and pick somebody else. That's how it feels like. It's a sort of radiation. So I was doing that for a little while, just about a little go, and then throwing a little bit of suggestion into the pot just to make sure that the resentment they feel towards me becomes hypnotic.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to...
But I just want to say, hypnotic, counter-hypnotic means they're already in a state of hypnosis, meaning they're doing to me what was done to them. So they have actually become the thing that did them in. And so people have done you in, too. You're asking me about bipolar, right?
Correct.
Okay. Each state is a hypnotic state. And the only time you're normal is somewhere between the two valleys. The happy state, you know, you're high and what, but two highs are two horns on the same goat.
Mm.
See, so do not believe the lie that emotions are human.
Okay.
They are dehumanizing. If anybody can upset you or praise you, put you on a pedestal and want to do lots of good things for you and you accept it, you fall for that. You'll find yourself tied to that person in obligation. You ever felt the tug of obligation in your solar plexus? And have you ever felt that you see what they were doing and you should say something, but for somehow you don't want to hurt their feelings?
Would you call that codependent?
Yes. Okay. Well, that's what bipolar is. Bipolar is a dependence upon someone loving you.
Wow, I never knew that.
Or you hating the person that loves you. It could be the same person, or you could be high on one person and angry with one person, and then feel guilty and then love them the next. But then it only compounds your slavery.
Yes.
See that?
And when I get very manically high, I get very judgmental.
There you go. So therefore, you feel guilty about that, and then God comes down from His pedestal and starts to be a servant. See, to love everybody and to forgive everybody and to see everybody in a good light, and because they're not really good people. You're always because you've come down from your judgment, and now you don't want to judge anymore. You want to see the good in everybody, and there isn't any there.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, the kind of people that you love are the people that will take advantage of you and bring you back to hatred again.
Yeah.
See, so each one of those keeps you in a deadly trap, and you will die there. And do not believe the doctor that says you will need medication for the rest of your life. It is true only if you believe it, one, and or you want to believe it or can't find a way out of it, therefore you're stuck. But you're not stuck because you're calling me.
Wow.
Now you close your eyes and I'll show you a little game.
Okay.
And it's very simple to, if I could do it simply with you, it'd be very nice. Close your eyes now. I want you to simply, can you put the telephone in your left hand?
It actually is in my left hand.
Okay, good. Now, I want you to look from the inside of your mind at your eyelids. Now, a monkey can't do that. First of all, he couldn't understand it. But if he could, if he could train to, if he could speak English, he would not be able to look at his own thoughts. He would not be able to look at his own eyelids because he's monkey all the way through. You are not monkey all the way through. You are part monkey and part human. And what will keep you from becoming humanized is your emotional state that gives you the fuel to function, but always wrong. Whether you function because people love you and praise you, or whether whether you hate people and judge them, it's a fuel that demoralizes you. And in other words, it's self-destructive. You get high, you feel important, you feel right on both ends. You feel right when you're angry, and you feel right when you're loved. So you see, you're always right, never wrong. You're like a woman. Women are like that. See, but now come to the technique. Look at your eyelids. Can you see your eyelids lit? Your forehead lit up now. If you're looking at your eyelids, your forehead gets in the way, because the forehead's between your two eyes, and you look at your forehead, and as if you're looking through your eyelids, you can't help it, and you see like a light display, like little pixels moving around on a television screen. Do you see that?
Yes.
Okay. You know what that is?
What?
It is the ether field of God. It is.
I was going to say the Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit, right. There's energy coming in there, and there are some people actually see darkness. They can't see any. But you have light. But if you stand back from yourself, you can see that light shining on the screen of the surface of your brain. And so now, if you just be aware as of your forehead as I'm talking, or your eyelids, which is the same thing, become aware of your right hand, and transfer some of that light display to your tingling of your first finger.
Okay, my index finger.
First finger, index finger. Okay. Can you feel it? Just be aware of it, as if you're looking through your forehead and being aware. You can almost see your hand by your side with your eyes closed. You know where it is. You have an outline of it.
I'm feeling it. I'm feeling it right now.
And now you got the tingling. That is energy transmitted from the inside. You have a new breath. If you do this long enough, in these 5 or 6 minutes, you find your breathing changes, and you have a new kind of energy coming from in that's going to be a shield. It's going to wash away your anger. It's going to take away all your guilt. But it will come back to you later for a review, and you will be able to see, like, the endless loop of thoughts which you're running away from. But you'll be able to see those thoughts in more detail later, but you feel a little twinge of guilt, and it goes away. But the granddaddy of all forgiveness is within you. You will know that you've been forgiven. This light
absolutely
comes in you.
So
you know it right now. And when you know that you're forgiven, you're not addicted to the energy that takes you away from knowing that you're guilty.
How can I be forgiven and have Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior and still be bipolar?
But you won't be bipolar. Because you're only bipolar because there's something in you that's not you that wants to keep you at the edge of emotion so that you have a dark light. You have an energy that comes from being angry, and it blocks out the light of salvation. And it keeps you in that, and people will keep you in that state. And in other words, there's a dark side. We all have a dark side. And pretty soon it begins to think through you, and it begins to dominate. It begins to think through you and guide you in your thinking, and then you find yourself falling into the hands of people who understand to guide you in that thinking and make a living from your dying.
Okay.
See that?
Yeah.
Open your eyes.
Okay, they're open.
Now look around you. Now, how are things around you? Are you a little bit detached? Do you feel like you had a little drink or something, and everything looks like a distant?
I guess that's a good way to explain it.
In other words, you're conscious of your environment.
Absolutely.
And you're conscious of your thoughts.
Yes, I am.
And that's all you have to be, is remain conscious of a thought. When you have a thought or an impulse, there's also impulses. When you have an impulse, whatever the impulse is, to love or to hate, when that impulse rise starts to take shape in your head or by yourself, salvation begins in the mind. Know that you already have the power. You have it on a shelf in there somewhere. And you need to use the meditation I'm going to send you, or work it tonight, so you have a complete compilation of what you need to do. But this may be sufficient to see you through several hours with ability to look at your thoughts as an observer and not be entangled with a thought, and watch the impulse to be fearful or angry, and just watch it take shape, but do not indulge it. To stay okay. objective to, in other words, the indulging of it, the washing over you, is what the dangerous part is. The fact that you feel the resentment and see it beginning to form in your mind, whether it's something that happened yesterday that you're bringing up, and like a couch, bringing up, you know, upchucking the cud, right?
Yes.
Ruminating, they call it, I believe.
Ruminating.
Yeah, so, when the rumination, when it comes up, look at it. It wants you to be mad. Or you have fantasies of love, and it wants you to be high on sensual things. Sex, mostly, see? But don't step into the arena. Stand back from it. And don't feel guilty because you're thinking about it. You will become guilty by indulging it and struggling with it. Stand back from the struggle. Because if you can stand back from the struggle, you've got three people here. You've got the devil, you've got God, and then there's you, Brad. Get out of the way and let the light do the dance on that dark side of you. And you may see it. You may actually see a face, or you may not. But it will always approach you as a feeling of doom, a feeling of, you know, depression, a feeling of your hopelessness. Watch the feeling. Just watch it, and it passes.
Wow.
Watch the feeling. I see it. Well, everything. Watch the anger, and it will pass. Watch the ideas of you being on a pedestal, people loving you. Watch that. Watch the feeling to look for love from others. You don't need to do that anymore. God gives you love. He gives you love so that you don't need to do the other two. You don't have to get high on excitement, on happiness. You don't have to get high on anger. They both will kill you. In other words, your emotions will be yours. It's only the emotions that people are able to arouse. And when they arouse that in you when you're young by being cruel and thoughtless and treacherous and having parents that are emotional also and being in unjust environments in school and bullies and all kinds of deceptions and having, you know, being disappointed with love affairs and things like that, it all piles up. So sooner or later you start to use those emotions to escape from what you're becoming. So at each side, you're playing God. You're playing God when you judge, and you're playing God when you think you're loving people and forgiving them. But you're just giving them a pass.
I was just practicing what you said. My eyes are closed, and my right index finger is tingling right now.
Yeah, well, see, now your whole body, well, you're actually both in your solar plexus one day, you'll just feel the warmth spreading throughout your whole being, and you know your time has come.
Beautiful.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Roy.
You feel a little better tonight, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Actually, there's like a I still have a lot of weight on me, but I feel like something was lifted off of me at the same time.
Yes, but you see, now this wasn't a religious conversation, but it's very spiritual.
Yes.
And all I did was talk to you about the right place to be and not entangle with your thoughts. In other words, your emotions, as triggered by other people, by excitement, by situations, is not beneficial. And people who support you in your bipolar are misguided or wicked.
Oh, boy. And they really shove it down my throat, too.
Of course they are. Of course they are, because they make a living off your dying.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And there's no psychiatrist, no psychologist, no doctor, no preacher, no rabbi, no person will call my number and say I'm wrong. I'm dead right. I'm absolutely right. And because you see it, you have your redemption. It only takes seeing it. It only takes someone to explain it so that you get it. When you get it, you can't ever get God again.
I just got chilled up my spine just now.
Well, because you see, the spoken word is loaded. If it's loaded with good, it counters the bad in you.
Yeah.
It's very important because you tend to rattle with the sound of a, you tend to oscillate your members, your sinews, the mind tends to reverberate with the authority of a voice. But whatever the authority of the voice once will awakens you to your former state. That's all you were waiting for, is authority of a voice to say, don't listen to the world. Don't listen to the silly little thoughts. Don't consult your thoughts and everything. Don't consult your mind with everything. You know, is it this? If you don't see something, if you don't understand it, admit you don't understand it and leave it alone until you do. Simple. If you feel pressure, you don't have to do anything. Just watch the pressure go away. And
yeah.
Only then, only when you see it clearly, will you do it naturally.
Yeah.
Got it?
Might wet your hands and be patient and come back to it later.
That's right. That's it. Everybody, you see, you watch how the president and all his henchmen and his little minions will pressure you and say, well, if you don't do it right now, we'll have disaster. If you do it right now, you're going to have disaster.
Yeah.
Just the opposite. But people are pressured, and they don't know how to deal with pressure except to give in to the pressure.
Sometimes they do, and sometimes they don't. Sometimes I don't give in to the pressure, and I play games with those people because... I'm tired of playing their game.
Yeah, you don't want to play. That's not healthy.
Which is not healthy either, yeah.
No. You remember the gentleman that called a little while ago? Someone shot his windows out of his car?
Oh, yeah.
You remember that caller?
Yeah.
Okay. He just swept up the windows in his car and went inside, and they didn't get it. They left him alone after that. Because he knew what the game was.
Mm-hmm.
The only way you can win this game of warfare, this horror, the only way you can win is not to play the game, which means detach. And so that whatever happens, no matter how bad it is, you must not lose your cool.
I'm going to lose some people in my life, though.
You don't love them at all. They've been using you, and you hate them. No,
they just don't understand me.
You get it. Nobody understands you. But what happens when someone doesn't understand you? You get resentful. They should you should be understood. That's the lie. I don't care if people understand me. I understand myself. And if you understand me, for instance, I'm an understanding person, and I'm talking to you about the understanding that's missing in you that you've always had. And I'm talking you out of that miserable state that everybody wants to keep you in. So that people who love you, actually keep you in that state. I love you, but I don't want you in that state. I don't care if I never see you again. All I want you is free.
Amen.
But I do like to see you, but, you know, that's nice.
I'd like to get out to Vegas and see you.
That'd be nice. But the point is, I don't want you to need me for anything.
I know.
See, well, that's true love, isn't it?
Yeah.
See the difference? Love those people. You love those people because you need them.
I get you. I just got that.
There you are.
Because
I
need them.
And you shouldn't need them. Should not need anyone that loves you. Why would you look for the glory of men when you can have the glory of God?
Well,
thank
you, Roy.
You're very welcome.
God bless you.
All right. He blesses those that bless me and curses those that curse me. That's all. It works very well. Very well indeed. Thank you very much, Brad. Have a good life. And by the way, hold the line, and I'll send you the CD. Get his phone number and his address. All right. We'll be right back. I thought you were going to do I see. All right. Well, then, let me give the commercial, use this minute, to promote available seats for a seminar coming in the Lexus Hotel. It is no gambling there. So it's a nice hotel right near the airport. And I'll be there 25th of April, please God. I'm not the strongest I've ever been, but I'll be there, okay? God willing. And you can get tickets in advance, and you should, because this is my last talk in public. And I'm 82 years old now, so I invite you to Tall Timber Ranch. And you can come anytime, and I'll put aside time, because it's easy for me to get there. I'm only about 30 minutes away. And we can have, well, look, the next one is, next seminar will be July 4th. But you can come to the talk, you can come to our Sunday morning talks if you have, you want to spend a little time in Oregon, you can come, because we are very well equipped at our newly refurbished ranch, Tall Timber Ranch. All right? And that's our headquarters. And where we do everything. We have an office in town for, you know, just for the convenience of the staff, but that's our headquarters, and it's 200 acres out there. And I bought it very reasonable, and we fixed it up really nice. It's the most prettiest ranch in the whole area. All right, now, call the office, 800-866-888. Oh, that's my number on the radio program. But let me give it anyway, 800-866-8883. The office number, please write this down. And there's nobody there in the evenings. I don't know, the lines would light up in the evenings, but it's also, I know that we lose a lot of business but I'd rather it not be impulse. I don't like to be, if it's really meaningful, you can wait till tomorrow. Then some intelligent person will answer the phone and not try to sell you stuff. Okay, now 800-877-3227. Now that's if you want to get the CD, and the CD is where you begin, and you may not need anything else after that. And if you don't need anything else, then that's nice. Please support the program. So because the reason why you're hearing it is because people have graciously benefited, graciously give. So somebody you don't know is paid for this helps pay some. People you don't know keep this program alive so that you can find me. And I want you to be one of them. And I can help the troops with their post-traumatic stress disorder, which we do very well. All right. Thank you very much. And we're going to make a break and come back.
Your mind. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Yeah, we don't need no education. We don't need no thought control, because that's what it boils down to. And so as long as the unions have the schools, they'll own the minds of your children. And you'll turn this country into a communist dictatorship, which is almost there now. And since your generations, it's taken generations to produce this effect that you experience, the other shoe hasn't dropped yet, but it will. And you have to be prepared, and let me help you, because I've been prepared for a long time. I'm 82 years old now, and I have a background of hypnosis and stuff, all kinds of stuff that will take a lifetime for you to discover, and I can hand it to you in a little tiny spiritual capsule. All right, we're going to go to Christine in Las Vegas. Hello.
Roy?
Yes, this is Christine.
Hi. I'm so happy to talk to you. I listen to you,
thank you.
Almost every night.
Good.
As often as I can. I think you're wonderful, and what you're doing for our troops, I thank you.
Yeah. No, it's my joy, my pleasure. I wish people would help me more to do those things. I could do more if people would help me more. That's all.
But what I called about is I have a younger brother. He's 50. And he's an alcoholic and a very violent alcoholic and very delusional. And, of course,
He's angry.
Well, yeah, he hates his father. Well, my parents are dead. But anyway, our parents are dead. But anyway, he does these really weird things where
I know what you're going to say, and it doesn't matter. All these weird things come from delusions and anger and judgments, and he's nursing this anger. He's nursing this hate because it keeps his conscience at bay. And the more he keeps his conscience at bay, the more evil gets inside him and torments him and gives him strange notions, which he then follows. He feels compelled to follow them because he thinks he's justified in them. See, I tell you what you need to do.
Yeah, do I need to go and run to him every time?
No.
Every time the police call me that...
I tell you what you need to do is have somebody... He resents you. He probably resents you too.
Probably.
And so, I would have someone give him a copy of Coping Strategies for the Military. And not you give him, but just someone...
He was in the military.
Okay, then. This is perfect. Give him this. Say, someone sent this. This is from you. For you. To me, for you. And my name is not on it. There is no name on it. It's just a lot of good things that the military say about it. And it's shrink-wrapped. It's a nice little package. Just give it to him. And wait. And just wait. And when next time the police call, just leave him alone, because the fact that you rush to his rescue only reinforces the problem.
That's what I was afraid of.
You see that? For example, we have a young lady that works for me now, but my daughter, who knew her before I knew her, she would sort of go into a faint and fall on the floor, and of course she brought her doctor to the Tolton Ranch. This is what my daughter tells me. And so then she started to pass out from emotion and lay on the ground. And my daughter said, well, doctor, what do we do? What do we do about this? He says, walk over her. You know, don't step on her, but walk over her. And then left her alone on the ground, because the doctor knew there was nothing wrong with her, she's getting attention. She's passing out. But then her emotion will make her pass out, but when it didn't work, she cooled off. Nobody was rushing. No one was pampering her. No one was worried about her, and she lay there and she says, "No one's going to help me." No, she had to help herself, and then her therapy began. She happens to be my bookkeeper now.
Oh, that's cool.
She's a very bright lady. Very, very bright. She's still learning about herself. She's still learning. Best bookkeeper I ever had.
But the thing I don't know is when he's, like, you know, 300 miles away from me. And
well,
I don't know whether he's dead or alive.
Do not worry about it.
You
know what? You're too attached to him.
He's my baby brother.
Stop babying him. He hates you for that. You are the enabler.
I know.
Believe it. You cannot treat him like a baby. My wife, believe it or not, always talks to me about the obvious as if I don't see it. Oh, there's a parking space. We both saw it at the same time. There's one. She's always going to say it first. She's always going to... She's talked to me sometimes like I'm 3 years old. She's always speaking the obvious, as if I didn't see it. And this is unconsciously designed to intimidate and to produce the dependent state. So he hates you for that. He hates you for having sympathy for him because your sympathy is not saving, it's enabling. You think your love is, you see, you're beside, and then he hates you for it, and for all that you do for him, he still gets worse, and this is very upsetting to you. You resent your own brother. I can tell you for sure you resent him. Because you try and you're tied to it. You're tied to it, the outcome of him getting better. And you loving him. And you think this is dutiful. No. You're giving yourself to a tyrant. Get on with your life and forget he exists and send him the CD. Send it in the mail. With no notes on it. Just in an envelope. Are you hearing me?
Yes, I'm hearing you.
Leave him alone. Get on with your life.
Okay.
Can you do that?
Well, yeah, since I've been listening to you, my marriage has been wonderful.
There you are. It'll be more wonderful now you get your brother out of your life. Let him have a life of his own and let him suffer from his own mistakes and let him pay the price of it. And don't give him any sympathy, which means you're energizing him.
That's almost exactly what my husband tells me every time
course.
He calls.
And just say, sorry, I'm not your nursemaid anymore. And then click. Call me when you're a man. That's all you need to say.
Oh, he was in the military for 5 years. He should be a man.
No, but the point is, he may have been hurt even more in the military by experiences. And so just send him the coping strategies that's meant for the military and just send it anonymous if you like. Just make sure he gets it. He'll look at the package and it'll be intriguing. It's a very intriguing looking package.
Oh,
all right?
Bet.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll send you one.
Oh, thank you.
No charge. Okay?
Thank you. Thank you. I'm so glad I found your show.
And I'm glad you listening and getting benefit from it. That's what I'm here for. Thank you, Christy.
Thank you.
Bye. Oh, we have another Christy, Christy, not Christine. Hello, Christy.
Hi.
Hi.
I was just kind of curious. I started listening to your show like 2 days ago. I normally don't listen to talk radio, but I just turned the radio on, and I was just kind of intrigued by listening to some of the things that you had to say. And I was listening to the guy who had called, I think it was two callers ago, the guy that had just called about being bipolar.
Oh, yes, and, yes.
And, I don't know, I didn't really understand anything that you were talking about, or like...
Well, I know it's just... See, the trouble is because you're listening from an emotional state. And so if you're lost in your head, sometimes if you're lost in your thinking and distracted by your thoughts, someone can talk to you and you won't even hear them. You could pass a friend in the street, see. So you can't hear truth. It's very hard to hear the truth. You can read the Bible and it's just words. And it doesn't, but if you could stand back from your thoughts, then, and you look through your eyes, rather than looking just with your eyes lost in your head and just reading words desperate, trying to figure out what they mean, you'll never find the truth that will set you free. The secret is to learn to stand back from your thoughts, and then you can hear me. Do you remember one of the gentlemen said, one of the first callers said, when I was listening to Obama, this is the way he said it, when I noticed that when I was listening and I was caught up with him, it sounded wonderful. But when I stood back from my thoughts, I saw where he was coming from, and it was like astonishing. He could actually see what was hidden behind those fancy words and that fancy suit.
Yeah.
See, there's magic there. There's protection there. Then he said, Well, I live in a neighborhood and someone shot my windows out. They didn't like me. Someone in the neighborhood didn't like me, so they shot my window out of my car. So instead of being intimidated, he quietly walked outside and took a broom with him and a dustpan and swept it up and walked inside. They left him alone. They couldn't get the pleasure. They, what people are looking for is the pleasure of your anger and upset. It is a perverse pleasure. See?
No, I understand that. I understand that. And I'm
well, that's what I was saying.
I'm very young, and I'm very observant. Like, I observe everything that.
But you couldn't
on.
Hear what I was saying, but you, but you,
no,
but you were intrigued by it.
No, I did understand what you were saying. I was just, I wasn't finished. I did, I understood some of the stuff I didn't understand, like, earlier when I had turned it on a couple days ago.
Oh,
but then
I see.
When I heard, but then when I heard what you said to the guy who was talking about being bipolar, it was like, it all of a sudden all made sense to me because...
That's good.
Because of, how you said, like, steps, how to just watch the emotions play out in your head before you act on impulses.
Yes.
I think that's how you put it, because I've had such a problem with addictions in my life and overcoming addictions. And I actually, I use that same method to quit smoking, like just wait and
if you practice this, if it's only because you have grace you didn't know you had. Grace is, I've had grace, shining on me since ever since I remember, but I didn't know I had it. I didn't know it was there. I didn't know other people didn't have it. Was different. I didn't know people thought differently from me.
Yeah.
But, see, so it's something that you have when you're born, but you could lose it in under emotional duress, and then once you lose it, it's very hard to get it back. That it was a good conscience becomes troublesome. In other words, you start to think of your conscience as the enemy, and then you want relief from the enemy, which is inside. The enemy doesn't like your conscience, but there's something inside you that causes you to self-destruct and leads you to the wrong solutions. All you had to do is be still and know the right one. Quietly watch your thought. That's all. Got to go now, Christy. Keep listening and call me again. I can send you a copy of the CD, the military version. The military version, because you know, when she's finished with it, she can give it to a soldier. All right, we'll be right back.
How long are you going to wait until you come to that place where you're ready for that change that makes everything different? Are you there? Are you ready for that change now? Then here's an idea. I suggest you attend Roy Masters' upcoming Hypnosis of Life and Healing Seminar on Sunday, April 25th, 2010 at the Alexis Park Resort Hotel, located at 375 East Harmon Avenue, Las Vegas. It's the Hypnosis of Life and Healing Seminar with Roy Masters. Your mind can make you well. This will be a seminar like no other. You can go to FHU.com right now and get your ticket online. You must get your ticket before the event because there's only room for 300 people. So go to FHU.com right now and get your ticket today. The doors will open at 8 a.m. The all-day seminar starts at 9 a.m. with a break for lunch. The donation's $150 or more per person. You must get your ticket in advance. This is a fundraiser for the Foundation of Human Understanding. Your receipt will be your ticket. Present your receipt at the door. You can call the office at 1-800-877-3227. That's 1-800-877-3227 during regular business hours Monday through Friday, West Coast time. Or write to the Foundation of Human Understanding, P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528. Make your checks payable to the Foundation of Human Understanding with full name, address, phone number, and email. If you would like to help sponsor someone else to attend the seminar, your donations will save lives. So if you donate more than $150 for the seminar, part of that donation will go to sponsor another person. For hotel overnight reservations, call 800-582-2282. To prepare for this seminar, Roy Masters suggests the following books: How Your Mind Can Keep You Well, How to Conquer Negative Emotions, The Hypnosis of Life, The Secret Power of Words and How to Survive Your Parents. This is a rare opportunity to see Roy Masters in person and speak to him about your personal issues and get past them once and for all. Don't let this opportunity go by. If you're ready for the magic and the power of the truth, this is where you want to be. Stop letting the world that you've lived in continue living through you. Begin your new journey. Take that step. Attend this seminar. You will be glad you did. Your life will change. Everyone around you will be affected in the positive. It's the Hypnosis of Life and Healing Seminar with Roy Masters, Sunday, April 25th, 2010, at the Alexis Park Resort Hotel, 375 East Harmon Avenue in Las Vegas. Call 1-800-877-3227 right now or go to FHU.com. Make your reservation right now at FHU.com. That's FHU.com.
I don't want to set the world on fire.
What's on your mind? Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Look, just in case those of you who have received a partial ticket paid for by another or an entire ticket to the seminar paid for by someone unknown to you, if you're not able to come, give us a call, and that way that ticket will go to someone else who needs help. Don't waste it. And if you're not able to come and you've paid a ticket, then let that be a donation for those who there will be. We've started to give tickets away, whole tickets. It depends upon the condition of that person, the financial condition, and the health. We bring your illnesses to the seminar. Don't be afraid. Let me work the magic God gave me. Let me work it. I'm not in the best of health myself, exactly, but I'm still strong enough to do a whole day seminar with you. All right, now take Ruben. Los Angeles. Hello, Ruben.
Hey, Roy, how you doing?
Fine,
well, I hope you're doing better. I hope you're doing well. I want to say that I've been with you and listened to you for years. And, belated happy birthday. And,
oh, thank you.
And without you pointing the right way that I know my spirit should be, I'd probably have been on drugs or in jail or dead. I'm 56 years old. I have grandchildren now, but I just can't seem to get over this hump of really making
it procrastinating?
Yes, procrastinating.
Give me an example of procrastinating.
Well, hesitating, not doing the right thing at the right time when it comes to business and always get led astray.
Well, the problem of emotion that it leads to doubt.
Oh.
See, when you live from emotion, you're living from ego. The ego needs energy to function. And so therefore, in order to function, for the ego to function, and ego needs two life supports. One, it needs energy to do things. Because it has no grace, it's an animal. It's an ego animal, but that ego is what you're attached to. In other words, maybe put it this way: the thing, another self, is attached to you like a barnacle, and it thinks through you, and you think it's you.
Right.
And you've got to separate from that, because you must. But as long as it's there attached to you, you will live in a delusion. And it's a creature of doubt. It's the spirit of paradise lost. Adam
still has a hold on me.
It has a hold on you, but you're born with a proclivity. Every human being has the sensitivity. They have two natures. You come into the world and two two forces wait upon you, good and evil. But evil lurks in the environment, in your parents, in the schools, in your fiend friends, and all kinds of disappointments in life. But it has a way of getting to you before you can recover from the emotional state that you're in. It's made a home in you, and it's caused you to doubt what you know is right in your heart. It lives inside you, and it lives from you doubting and missing the moment to do right, so that you end up doing wrong and then blaming yourself.
So that's the part of myself. What you're saying.
Okay, now I've only got 2 minutes, and then you can talk to me tomorrow again. You'll be the first caller. So what you need to do is, when you feel that doubt, when you feel the pressure to move, it doesn't mean to say it's the right decision, but just watch, wait for the pressure to go away. And then if it's right, you'll see it. And if it's wrong, you'll see it. And then you will naturally do the right thing. So in other words, but remember, the pressures is an emotional thing. It always produces doubt. And when you doubt, you miss the moment, because the emotion has decided the outcome, which is always bad.
I see, sir.
So don't be angry with yourself. It's a thing, because yourself isn't you. It wants you to be upset, and the more upset you are, the more you will doubt what's right. See, upset keeps your conscience at bay. It keeps you, in other words, it energizes. It makes your emotion act as an opiate to your emotions act as an opiate to your conscience, so you can't see the right thing, even if you want to do the right thing. You get so tangled up with your emotions, you can't even see it when it's happening. And when you do see it, you doubt it. So you have the worst of all worlds. All you have to do is watch the pressure, wait for it to go away. When you feel doubt coming on and you don't know what to do, don't get excited or upset. Watch the emotion, watch the pressures to do something or not to do them, but don't let them wash over you. Stand there and watch. Wait for it to pass. Wait for any emotional feeling, good or bad, to pass. That's all you need to do. Then you'll have clarity. And that light of clarity will cause you to act, but not from reacting. All right. Ruben, call me tomorrow. I'll give you more time. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening. Ladies and gentlemen, I thank you very much for supporting the program. Those of you who do, you are saving lives, especially military. You know, I know there's at least 100,000 men out there, and women, at least 100,000, at least 50,000, approximately, close to 50, if not more. CDs were given away, and they're very, very popular. We've got 2,000 left from the last 10,000 orders we ordered, and pretty soon I'm going to need another $10,000 to, you know, buy more. And we keep giving them away, and I'm not in the mint. So I depend upon your graciousness. If you love our soldiers, if you love our country, you're going to have to depend on them one day. See, I'm telling you, you are really, really going to appreciate the strength and discipline and love of country of your military, your firemen, your Coast Guard, your noble policemen. I have rarely met a policeman that was anything else but noble. Every time you get on with a little attitude, but mostly they're well trained, and they really are good policemen, and they're good guarders and defenders of the faith in our country. So, but they get into trouble sometimes, and there's nowhere to turn with post-traumatic stress disorder. Only us. We know how to help fix it. Please help us. Thank you very much, and support the program.